turned down. Something for your mind, your body, and your soul.
A very warm welcome back to each and every single one of you. My name is Melvoy Baptiste. Right now you've just clicked play on the Glitterbox radio show, and coming up over the next hour, we enter the house of the one and only, the pioneer, Sarome. We'll be picking three records and talking to Young Pulse a bit about those. Also today, we have a brand new listener for you. Also, we have new music from Casbah 73. We have a new Moose T remix of Davey and Testify. And all around that, I'm going to try my absolute best to play you some wonderful music. As always, I'd love to hear from you. You can find us on Twitter at Glitterbox, or you can find us Facebook, Instagram, Glitterbox Ibiza. But let's kick things off today with something just a little bit special, an absolute classic, Incognito, Always There, and the Masters at Work remix. Welcome along.
You You are listening to Mel Volbaptiste on the Glitterbox Radio Show.
Absolutely saves the day. Brand new music for you right here on the Glitterbox Radio Show. Kasbah 73, Love Saves the Day, the Danny Crivet edit of that one. Do you know, just recently I've been obviously playing the odd social distance party, and you're finding records like this are just working so, so well. Super funky, super fresh. And yeah, enjoying this one at the moment. Before that one, you heard Una Mas, I Will Follow You. Big kind of club record, that one. Big shout, Full Intention, your remix on that. I'll be honest, did remind me a little bit of Ibiza in the summertime. We won't pine on that too much. We always have next year. Right now, you're tuned in to the Glitterbox Radio Show. You're with me, Mel Volbaptiste. And up next, I want to take you back to an original. Jenny Burton and Bad Habits.
It's a shame, boy, but my heart is hooked on you. You Tonight, night, girl. I wanna give you every bit of my soul. I wanna really rock the night, girl. I wanna give you every bit of my soul.
Super fresh, super funky right here on the Glitterbox Radio Show. Will You See Me Tonight? Big shout out Tony Humphreys, your remix on a classic. And a doff of the cap to Seamus Haji for turning me onto this one. Before we get into the next one, I'm sending a big shout to Emily. Emily's listening from Melbourne and she asked me to shout out her husband, who's due to celebrate his 40th birthday. However, I didn't get your husband's name in the email. So let's save this shout for next week and we'll do it again. Big shout to the Daydream Disco crew. Big love for the support on Bad Company. Hello to Victor Torres Bowser, listening from New York, I believe. Enjoying last week's radio show and saying that Barbara Tucker is a national treasure. I completely agree. And lastly today, a big shout has to go to Bobby and Steve. Absolute UK dons, UK pioneers of dance music. Our prayers, our thoughts and all of our love goes to you, your family, your close ones at the moment. Very much in our thoughts. Okay, let's get into one more record before we go into this week's House of Feature. Of course, speaking to Young Pulse, RE, the career of Cerrone. But right now, let's get into this. Maybe just my record of the week. I'm loving it all over again. Ten City and Superficial People.
You are listening to the Glitterbox Radio Show. We'll be right back. Glitterbox.
Simply a golden era of music. Wow. That one's sounding special to me today. Once again, 10 City, Superficial People for you right here on the Glitterbox Radio Show. So right now you're with me, Melvo Baptiste, and it is about time to enter this week's House of.
You are entering the House of
Cerrone.
Yeah, that's right, as we enter this week's House of, and it's a feature we wanted to do for a little while on this radio show, as we enter the House of Cerrone, a pioneer of disco, a guy who was out there doing it on his own for so many years. Today we thought we'd lean on the help of Young Pulse, an amazing DJ, amazing producer, and very much part of the family. So here's Young Pulse to give us a bit of background on Cerrone.
Hello and thanks Melvo and the Glitterbox family for having me on the radio today. This is Young Pulse. It's a pleasure for me to talk about Cerrone's music, the legendary artist. So Marc Cerrone is a legendary disco producer and drummer from France. He started early as a drummer, and at 17 years old, he forms a first band named Congas with a K, which was already a combo of his upbeat influences of Afro-Latin and Afrobeat sound. So he made a life-changing meeting one day while playing in the streets of beautiful Saint-Tropez in the south of France, when he gets approached by Eddie Barclay, the boss of one of the biggest French label, Barclay, in the 70s, who invites Cerrone actually at his table after his set, saying that he likes the energy, asking him if he has a band, and tells him he would like to give him a try in his studios. So Cerrone brings all the musicians, Eddie Barclay gets hooked right away, signs Congas, who will release their first album in 1974. So Cerrone is just in his early 20 years old when all of this happened, and it's only a year later that he starts his own adventure as a solo artist, releasing his first album, Love in C Minor, in 1976. So the sound of Cerrone is born, disco, sensual, hypnotic, with the Afro feel. And as a drummer, he puts the drums up front in the mix, the rhythm section hitting the speakers hard, which became his signature as well, and even better, a sound for the dance floors.
Don't need no pills or champagne. I'm hooked on.
Glitterbox.
There is actually an interesting and important story about how Ceron got famous with his first album in 1976, by mistake, or a sign of destiny. So when he records Love in C minor, the main track is 16 minutes long. No one in France, not even Eddie Barclay, is ready to follow and release the record. They judge that it will never be played on the radio, so absolutely not. So Ceron decides to launch his own record label, Maligator, and presses with his own money the minimum amount of records at the time. I think it was like 5,000. So he starts to sell them in the stores he knows in Paris, and one day he sells a package to Chandisque, which was a mythic record store on the Champs-Élysées in Paris. And instead of sending back to New York a stock of Barry White's LPs, if I remember well, they send by mistake the little stock of Ceron's album Love in C minor. So in fact, the guy who received the package is also a DJ, and he plays the record every night in the club, at a point where Love in C minor becomes a hit on the New York dance floors without a clue who Ceron was. So it's only a few months later that Ceron realizes that his LP is well known in the US, so he decides to move to New York and gets right away a record deal with Atlantic. And he will produce in the US his most beautiful LPs, including Ceron's Paradise in 77, followed by the legendary Supernature in 78, for which he will win 5 Grammys.
Once upon a time, science opened up the door. We would feed the hungry feet till they couldn't eat no more. But the potions that we made touched the creatures down below.
Some of my favorite tunes by Ceron or Ceron Productions, I would say Give Me Love, always been one of my favorite classic disco, so beautiful, so happy. I discovered another one not too long ago. It's called Not Too Shabby. It's on Ceron 5, the Angelina album from 1979. It's kind of a modern soul boogie beauty. Also Music of Life, a wonderful slow summer disco. My main favorite track by Ceron is You Are the One, featuring Jocelyn Brown. This whole album, Ceron 7 in 1980, is fantastic, and that song You Are The One is incredible. And of course, another collaboration that he did and one of my favorites is Don Ray, Got To Have Your Loving. Beautiful.
Shout out to Young Pulse. I really enjoyed that section of the radio show and also giving us some nuggets that we didn't actually know about Sarone before. Hope you guys enjoyed it. There's honestly so many Sarone records that we could have featured on today's radio show. So at some point over the next few weeks, we'll try and squeeze a few of those in. Today here in Sarone, Hooked On You, also here in Supernature, and then finishing up right here, Don Ray, and Got To Have Your Lovin'. Okay, let's play you a couple of tracks. Next up, this one getting its very first play on the Glitterbox radio show. The original Davey Testify and his Moose T's Funky Shizzle remix.
Got no problem, that's for real. ain't got no drama. She know what I do. Making that money for the fancy clothes, but she got her own. You know the drill. Baby's been good to me. Baby's been good to me. So good you got me on my feet. So good you got me on my feet. Let me testify.
Dance across this town.
Glitterbox Radio Show.
Yeah, of course, this one sounding just as good as ever. Miss Martha Wash and Run Around, T's 12-inch mix of that one. Sending a big shout to my boy Jed Barry as well, celebrating your birthday earlier this week. I know you love this record right here. As you guys know, each week on this radio show, we pick one listener to get in touch, take over the reins, take over my job, and select a record for us. And today, we're heading over to Melbourne, Australia, and Brett is going to select a record for us.
G'day, Glitterbox family. Dr. Brett Frankel, aka Doc Beat, calling from Melbourne, Australia, and I've chosen Do I Believe in God? Late Night Tough Guy Muscle Mix, purely for the reason is it puts a smile on my face and makes me want to dance. I hope it does the same to you. Sending love, stay safe, look after each other. Cheers.
And this one almost rounding up what's been a wonderful session today. Going back just one record ago, you heard Idris Muhammad and Could Heaven Ever Be Like This, Late Night Tough Guy edit of that. Thank you so much to Brett for getting in touch and for selecting that one right there. Of course, we'll have someone new on next week's radio show. You guys have been amazing as always. I will be back for more of the same next week, as you know, but we're going to leave you on this one today. A bit more Cerrone for you. Here's Cerrone and Music of Life. I look forward to seeing you guys next week.
Oh,